and thanks for joining us on this Friday for your weekday podcast from Sugar Hill Church. My name is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I'm so glad that you've joined me. This week, we've talked a lot about things like sacrifice and obedience and blessing and surrender. We've talked a lot about those things. Today, I want to capture this one thought, that obedience creates freedom, while total disobedience leads to bondage. Now, kind of as an overarching umbrella, let's stop and make a statement that I've heard all my life in church, and that is partial disobedience equals total disobedience. You see, when God wants our heart, he doesn't want a sliver of it. He doesn't want a pie slice of it. He wants the whole thing. Obedience creates freedom, while disobedience leads to bondage. The psalmist wrote in the 119th Psalm, beginning in verse 44, "I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts." Now let me just kind of backtrack a minute. When we keep our choices within the confines of Jesus' heart for our life and how we're to walk, how we're to live, how we're to act, how we're to react, what will happen is additional doors of opportunity will open for us, and he will be the one that opens the doors and opens the windows. Obedience to God's plan for our life, walking in Christ, in the power of Christ and with Christ, it positions us to experience freedom with God. Obedience is free, and you know what it is? It is free from the guilt of going against God. We have a clear conscience having followed by faith the teachings of the scriptures. You see, God's precepts are profound, but they are also pretty simple. God didn't make living for him difficult. And so his word is wonderful and it works. His law is lofty, but it is loving. His decrees talk against sin, but give grace to overcome it. His statutes are a really high standard, but they point to salvation found in Jesus. And they provide ongoing salvation from our sin, our selfishness. Obedience creates freedom that's found in God's word, in the scriptures. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, in verse 14, the scripture says, "For sin will no longer be your master because you're not under the law, but under grace." Now, not unlike an earthly dad who gives additional freedoms to a child who obeys, so does God, our heavenly dad, as he extends privileges to his obedient kids. You see, obedience opens up doors that disobedience closes. Take, for example, a cheerful and generous giver can be entrusted with more because they employ God's economic expectations in their life. A selfless person can be given additional responsibilities because they'll use their elevated role to serve others, not lord it over them. Obedience creates freedom to grow. You see, we obey the Lord by grace through faith. It's not a rigid or cold compliance where God's got us on a string like a puppet and jerking us around. It's a joyful privilege that's motivated out of our love for him because he first loved us. You see, how can we not obey the one who gave us his son? I mean, we love God because he first loved us. We show our love to our heavenly Father by following his commands. You see, we humble ourselves under the Lord's mighty hand, and he lifts us up to glorify him in our actions. In spite of how imperfect we are, in spite of how spotty we might be in our obedience, we can enjoy the freedoms of our heavenly Father, a gracious heavenly Father, and we find freedom in Christ, and it comes from being obedient to Christ. My friend, over in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25, the scripture says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." And it didn't put any precursor on the blessing other than saying they'll be blessed for this one thing, and that is, how obedient have we been to God in our life? Now, I want to remind you as we wrap up this week, as you prepare your heart to be a part of worship Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church or maybe in your local church, I want to ask you to take an inventory in your life and determine, what are two things that I need to clean up my obedience on so that God might have reason to bless me in those areas? So today, as you head into the weekend, you can do this. A God who loves you, a God who is for you, a God who had plans for you, a God who has plans for you to prosper, a God who knew you before you were in your mother's womb, he is pulling for you, leading you, charging you to go be obedient, and in our obedience to walk in the guardrails of grace and law, he is able to say, that's my child in whom I'm well pleased, and blessings will always follow. I hope you have a great Friday, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. And if you can't make it, watch us live at live.sugarhill.church at 9:30 and 11 a.m. God bless you. Happy Friday.